Hi, baby. Oh, I missed you. One more. Okay, one more. How was your day? Yeah. Boring. I'm sorry. Boring and long. I was okay. I'm so tired though, so I'm being a lazy, lazy couch potato, just laying here watching Hell's Kitchen. It's a good one though. It's when, you know, the parents give their daughter a restaurant, kind of like this grill. And they're kind of disappointed with how she's managing it, or, well, she's not really managing it. She's handling the paychecks, but not really in control of the food quality, you know, when everything has kind of fallen apart since Dad left. And, well, he didn't leave. He was like still part of the family. I'm just rambling. Come lay down with me. Yes. Okay, well, lay on me. I wasn't prepared. That's the sound. Oh, you silly. No, you can stay. I was just really unprepared for the kind of dive onto me. How's my baby? You good? Say grill salad. Oh, okay. The salad was the only thing that wasn't being grilled. Oh, microwave. I'm tired. Give me a break. Well, I'm glad they didn't microwave the salad. No. Like, you gotta withhold at least some standards. So I'm glad. I'm glad it's not that bad. Although the rotten tomatoes in the salad would have sent me. Yeah. I would have walked out of there and reported that place. You know, they should be glad they're not poisoning anyone. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. You comfy over there? You super comfy? Do you want a pillow? Okay, whatever. Whatever, you little perv. I don't think I don't see you. Whatever. I'm cute. You lucky, you are cute. Get away with things like this. It's because you're cute. You're cutie. Cutie, 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 cutie. That's you. Your little I'm silly because I'm tired. You know, I get silly when I'm tired. So deal with it. If you want cuddles, you gotta deal with my silliness. They're a package deal. Yes, they are. You're so warm. This is nice. Love you. Closing my eyes for a bit. Let's give you a little bit more blanket. Yeah. I know, it's getting really chilly. Okay. First step in fixing, pointing out a head chef. Sounds like something you should always have, right? Is the head chef here? I don't know. I feel like we both do a good job of the cooking. Maybe you slightly more than me, but I do try. I do. I made dal the other day. You like that one? It was really spicy though. Yeah. I need spicy food right now, though. Because I can just feel it. It's in my throat. Like, do you hear it? In my nose, and like, I swear I'm coming down with some big cold. You probably should. You probably should stay away, to be honest, but... Also, it's kind of in the air, babe, so I feel like it's too late. Plus, you already kissed me, so... Sorry. I'm sorry. But I do promise, if you do get sick, I'm going to take such good care of you. I will bring you meals. I will bath your forehead. I won't blow your nose. That's the one thing I will not do. No. Absolutely not. I don't do that. Rub vapor rub on you? I will definitely do that. Yeah, you can. That would mean that you would need to get up from here. And I don't think you're ready to do that. No. And besides, I'm not ready to let you go yet. You're staying here. You're staying in my arms. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is the first episode that hasn't made me hungry yet. I'm sure I will be. Eventually. Or maybe it's the second episode. Oh, you know we're gonna get stuck watching another one. As it is right now, I don't see either one of us get up here to like, maybe 2 hours. We might fall asleep here, let's face it. That's very, very likely. Okay, baby. Too cute. And scratches. You can do that. Anything for you? No, I'm dead. Okay, I'm not. You're not missing much. No. They're taking in some consultants. Perhaps it is true. Sim, claro.